Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. After a 2.5-year hiatus since her last record, Born This Way, Lady Gaga recently released, or maybe I should say gave birth to, her latest album, Art Pop. But despite a heavy promotional push behind the new record, it hasn't performed as well as expected. Music and charts writer Chris Melanfi is here with me in the Soundcheck studio. Chris, welcome back.
Thank you very much, John.
And when I say, you know, giving birth to the record, I'm referring to the cover art by Jeff Koons, which shows her sort of giving birth to what looks like a big blue ball.
Yeah, and I believe it's a sculpture designed by Koons, which was prominently featured in her widely reported promotional event.
At the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
At the Brooklyn Navy Yard, exactly.
So here's this, like, well-known pop artist whose pieces auction for huge sums of money.
Right.
And he's done a sculpture of Lady Gaga, which gives you an idea of what's at stake here.
Yes, both in terms of the expense
yes.
and in terms of the concept of this record, because Lady Gaga has titled this record Art Pop, and she is very much trying to mash together the worlds of high art, or at least pop art in the case of Koons, and popular music. This is, of course, not a completely new trope for her. She's mined this before, but she's hitting it harder on this record than she has on previous records. And that may or may not explain why the record has caused some scratched heads since the promotional cycle for it began.
Now, are you saying people are scratching their heads because they're not sure what to make of the record, or because they're surprised by the somewhat middling response from the record-buying public?
I guess a little of both. I mean, you know, as you pointed out in your intro here, Gaga has been off the radar for a really long time, until basically the MTV Awards, when she, you know, debuted Applause, the single. It had hit radio a couple weeks earlier, so it wasn't the absolute first time people had heard it, but it was essentially the coming out party for Gaga. And it had been something of a tempestuous couple of years for her, up to and including a hip injury, which
right.
forced her to cancel a large chunk of her last tour.
And to have surgery, right?
And have surgery. According to some stories that appeared over the summer, if she had done one or two more concerts, she might have needed a hip replacement.
Wow.
But nonetheless, she needed surgery. That took her off the road. And even before that, while she was still on the concert circuit, I double-checked this. She really literally was not on the charts at all for the entirety of 2012 and about half of 2013. So she had to really kind of restart the machine. There was a part of me that thought, when she kind of disappeared off the radar a year ago, that it was a smart move on her part, because she was so heavily exposed, that one might say overexposed, from about late 2008 till about, you know, late 2011. I mean, she was omnipresent. And I figured this was a smart move, you know, get off the radar, make people miss you a little bit.
There's an old country song, how can I miss you
if you
never
go away? Exactly. So that, I think, was a relatively smart move. But, you know, getting the gears of the pop machine going again is a tough challenge, as we see. I would say that this debut, which is way off from her last debut, and we can talk numbers in a minute, is not entirely shocking, but it must come as a jaw-dropper to people who remember the kind of number she was rolling a couple of years ago.
All right. We are talking about an album that debuted at number one.
Of course, yes. So let's put that in perspective. We're still talking about a woman who's got a number one album this week.
She sold just over 250,000 copies.
That's right. The official number is 258,000. Now, to give you all some perspective, we've seen this is the season of the pop diva. We've had new number one albums by several of the big pop stars that, you know, we all take for granted on the radio these days. Katy Perry. The two I would point to are Katy Perry and Miley Cyrus. Katy Perry debuted with her latest album Prism about a month and a half ago with 286,000 copies. And Miley Cyrus debuted right around the same time with 270,000 copies. So Gaga is right in that zone one might expect a, you know, pop star with her kind of profile to have. That's the positive spin on this number. It's a little off from those two numbers, but, you know, not completely out of the ballpark.
All right, we're speaking with Chris Milanfi, music critic and charts writer, writes for NPR Music and Pitchfork, and joins us occasionally on Soundcheck. We'll parse some of these numbers in a moment, but let's hear one of the new singles from the album Art Pop by Lady Gaga. This one is in the top 10, and it's called Dope.
Quirks off, it's on. The party's just begun. I promise this. Drink is my last one. I know I've messed up again. Cause I lost my only friend. God forgive my sins. Don't.
The song from Lady Gaga. It is not the only reference to weed on this album, Art Pop.
No, it is not.
But this, I mean, most of the record, Chris, has that kind of four on the floor, that relentless dance groove to it. What is this song doing in the top 10?
Okay, that's a great question, and there's a technical reason for that. Gaga performed this song on the YouTube Music Awards a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
I guess it was just called the YouTube Awards, although you'd be forgiven for thinking it was the YouTube Music Awards given the sheer number of music artists who were on it. And this performance of Dope, which was just her doing a heart-rending rendition, she literally cried a bit, was watched by hundreds of thousands of YouTube viewers. Now, as you may recall, and we've talked about this on the air before, in our brave new world of the Hot 100 on Billboard's flagship chart, YouTube views actually count for the chart. And this was a bit of a judgment call by Billboard, but they decided to count views by viewers of the YouTube Music Awards of that Dope performance toward the chart. And as a result, Dope debuted in the top 10, all the way up at number 8. And as I'm sitting here looking at the chart, they Billboard reveals that 95% of the points that caused Dope to appear in the top 10 came from the YouTube Music Awards.
So those YouTube Awards, what they did after the live webcast
right.
was they broke them up so you could watch
exactly.
one song. So it's not like every performance from the YouTube Awards is in the top 10.
Correct. But and Dope, you know, it was quite a buzzy performance. So even after the YouTube mm-hmm. Awards appeared live, a lot of people were going back to watch that Dope performance.
Okay, so we're talking about Lady Gaga's new record, Art Pop, debuts at number 1 on the Billboard 200 with sales of 258,000 copies, a little less than Miley Cyrus, a little less than Katy Perry,
right.
a lot less than the previous Lady Gaga record, which debuted with 1.1 million copies in its first week. But again, there's an explanation for that.
Yeah. This was back in May of 2011. And for 2 days during its debut week, Amazon.com, which then was fairly new in the MP3 selling business, as a move to boost its MP3 selling business, they put Born This Way, the full album, on sale for 99 cents for just 2 days of the tracking week. It was estimated by Billboard that sales of that 99 cent version accounted for something like 400 to 450,000 copies of the 1.1 million. Now, whenever I talk about this, I like to put it in perspective because that still means that about 600 to 700,000 people bought the album at full price.
Right.
Not only would the record have been number one without these 99 cent sales, it would have been number one by a country mile.
Right.
And I would even go so far as to argue that of that 400,000, one can't prove that all 400,000 people wouldn't have bought the album if it hadn't been available for 99 cents.
All right. So whatever the asterisk might mean, there we still have a real juggernaut of a record.
Totally.
And now with Art Pop, considerably, just a fraction of that in terms of sales so far. How worried are the folks at her label, Interscope? Shouldn't they have seen this coming?
I think they're probably somewhat worried, but I agree with you that they probably saw it coming. Response to Applause, the first single, was respectful and solid, but much more tepid. To give some perspective, the last album, Born This Way, its title track was the lead-off single. That song debuted on the Hot 100 at number one. Not just number one in radio, not just number one in sales, number one on the whole chart, which shows what a cultural juggernaut, to use your word, Gaga was back in 2011. I often say that the first week of any project by a pop act, a single, an album, is a referendum on what the artist did last.
This is your AC/DC rule.
This is a little theory. I wrote about this for NPR earlier this year, and we got a lot of chatter going about this. I called it the AC/DC rule because AC/DC's biggest album of all time is Back in Black. It peaked at number four, and it sold something like 22 million copies. The album after Back in Black, for those about to rock, We Salute You, was their first number one album for a long time, their only number one album, and it sold literally one-sixth as many copies, but it went to number one. This is a pretty typical chart pattern. You see that what happens is after somebody has a slow-building hit, the next thing is what goes to number one. This has happened time and time again, and it happened to Gaga.
Well, it happened with Born This Way, right? Because
exactly.
That went straight to number one after The Fame and The Fame Monster.
The Fame and The Fame Monster popped around the charts, never hitting number one for the better part of 2 years.
Yeah.
She never had a week over, I want to say, maybe 200,000, 300,000 copies, and that was at Christmas. Most weeks, the album would sell, 40,000 here, 50,000 there.
Mm-hmm.
But that buildup and all those radio hits she had in 2009 and 2010, by the time Born This Way came out, people were primed to buy that record.
So what's happened this time?
I would say the AC/DC rule has struck again. I would say that Born This Way, while mostly acclaimed, it was generally a stranger record. It spawned fewer hits. I think people who bought it probably didn't play it as much as The Fame. And so you have to regard Art Pop as living in the shadow of Born This Way. So couple that with the long period that she was away and, the troubles she's had and so forth. And I just think this was a tough sell going in.
Now, have you heard these rumors that, again, her label, Interscope, spent something like $25 million on a promotional campaign? What do you make of that?
First of all, the sourcing on that is a little fishy. I've noticed that several newspapers and magazines have picked it up in the last 24 hours, but some are already starting to distance it because nobody's got a great source on that. It's entirely possible that Interscope is quaking in its boots and did spend too much money on this, and goodness knows the Brooklyn Navy Yard event, there was a lot of chatter. Wow, this thing must have been expensive. There are some obvious signs that they did spend a lot to promote this record. But I would argue if you're at Interscope going in 2 months ago, you had to know this record was going to have a much more, let's say, earthbound number when it debuted. Like a number one debut was probably a foregone conclusion, but a number in the quarter million range was closer to reality than the 1.1 million she rolled in 2011.
All right. Now, she both hosted and was the musical guest on Saturday Night Live.
That's right.
There is often a Saturday Night Live bump.
Yep.
Will she, with a record that has debuted at number one, is there room for a bump next
week? Well, in effect, she's probably already had a big chunk of the bump because what happens is Billboard's tracking week runs from Monday to Sunday.
Yeah.
So Saturday Night Live happens, in the wee hours of Saturday. And if people, and now in the digital era, if you're turned on by something you see, you can buy it instantly.
Right,
we often see that the Grammys, for example, which is a Sunday night telecast often, you get hits of sales instantly. So Gaga may have already had her bump. It's entirely possible that there'll be some slower moving consumers who this week after Saturday Night Live are going and picking up the record. But odds are she got a big chunk of her bump already.
All right. Well, the album is called Art Pop, the latest from Lady Gaga, the number one album in the country right now with sales numbers that would be perfectly fine for most other people. Maybe not what Gaga and her crew had hoped for. We've been speaking with Chris Melanfi, who writes about the charts, is a music critic for NPR Music and Pitchfork. And on Saturday Night Live, she performed this song, Do What You Want, with R. Kelly.
Yep. This is my favorite track, I think.
From the record?
Yeah, catchy as heck.
Do What You Want is the song from Lady Gaga.
what you want.